While COVID-19 cases are declining nationwide, healthcare workers in Alaska are still scrambling after a recent surge of mostly unvaccinated patients has overwhelmed the state's medical system. Limited resources have forced doctors to make grim choices about who receives care, which means some patients are left without the medical attention they desperately need. Dr. Stephen Florsinger is a trauma and acute care surgeon working with patients at Providence, Alaska Medical Center, that's in Anchorage. Dr. Florsinger, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been working through the pandemic and now through this difficult surge. Can you help us understand how bad it is?
What we're dealing with now is really unprecedented. We are seeing a remarkable number of cases, almost all among the non-vaccinated. And along with that, we now have not only the highest incidence of COVID-19 in the United States. We have the highest incidence compared to most nations in the world, as well as the highest death rate.
Mm. And you are now being tasked with enforcing these so-called crisis standards of care, which means you're prioritizing which patients are most likely to survive. Tell us about that.
What it amounts to is our resources, hospital beds, personnel, equipment are taxed to the limit. And as a result, there are situations where we have more patients needing equipment or resources than we have available to treat them.
So to put it in stark terms, doctor, these are the decisions that you're making right now, essentially about who will live and who will die.
That's exactly right. For example, as a trauma and acute care surgeon, we receive patients from all over the state with acute surgical emergencies. And one case that stands out in my mind was someone who a physician in an outlying community was trying to transfer to us with a surgical emergency. They had tried in that community to get that patient transferred to hospitals in the lower 48 states without success. And they had tried virtually every other hospital in Anchorage. And when they called with this emergency, I met with my partner, who also happens to be a critical care physician here. We reviewed all the records and we realized that with our limited resources, we had to choose somebody who had a greater probability of survival. And we ended up giving our last remaining ICU bed to a patient who was waiting in the ER with COVID, rather than taking this patient and transfer from this other community. And that patient was allowed to die in that other community. That, frankly, is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because it's an example of how COVID being out of control in a time when it is potentially preventable is impacting people with non-COVID diseases. That is really, really hard for me to accept. However, it is something that I have to deal with fairly frequently now.
Right. Cardiac patients that have operations postponed, dialysis patients who need care. I mean, you're rationing oxygen right now.
And it's my understanding that something in the neighborhood of 30 elective cardiac surgeries have been delayed as a result of this.
And what's that like? How do you explain that to patients and their families?
It's gut-wrenching to make those decisions because we're having to do it with limited information. We gather as much information as we can. We're able to have x-rays and CAT scans and laboratory data pushed to us. And we can get a lot of history information from the physician on the other end. But we're having to make that decision without even seeing them. And that is a challenge, and it's a personal difficulty for those of us making the decisions.
Most of the patients inundating hospitals in Alaska are unvaccinated. Who are they, and what do they tell you about why they haven't gotten the shot? Because most of these cases are avoidable.
And that's exactly the sad part about it, Jane, is that this is now, with the use of vaccines and masks, a preventable disease. We have patients coming into our emergency room in the throes of COVID, causing them to be very ill, on the verge of being intubated and placed on a ventilator, still refusing to believe they have COVID. And we have people who are very sick from it who still express no interest in vaccination.
The struggle is spreading beyond Anchorage. You've asked hundreds of medical workers to fly in from around the country to help you. Is there anything that gives you hope as you look ahead, Doctor?
Well, I tend to be a fairly hopeful person. And I know that the general tendency of pandemics is they eventually reach an end. With this particular virus, though, I think that it's likely to be around for a while. It's likely to continue to mutate, and we're likely to see it, at least to some extent, on into the future, perhaps even years from now. I still maintain hope that the day will come and we can return to a greater level of normalcy in the community. But it's hard to think that it won't always be different. I think that it always will be.
Dr. Stephen Florsinger, a trauma and acute care surgeon at Providence Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. Thank you so much for your work, doctor, and your time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.